I told you this. You get into a level where you are acting in the room, you are praying, and you come out. And the people ask you, what's wrong? Hey, I'm scared. What are you scared? Hey, I was in the room, I was praying. You know, when you get into a level where your spirit can actually sense the presence, where you even tremble. And this level, I told you before, it normally happens when a person has heard the voice of God in your spirit. Or when God has looked upon you. And this level is known as what? Rad. So in this one, a person trembles from within. It is a spiritual sensitivity. Now imagine that you are praying and then you have got this, you know, fear of God's presence and you don't even know what's going on. You have just graduated to a rad level. Imagine you're praying like this and your hands begin to shake or your legs begin to vibrate. You have just graduated to Naga. But it must not end on Naga, because you can actually, you have people in church receive the Holy Ghost, people shaking, everyone shaking, and nobody fearing God. Because it takes you, I'm going to tell somebody right here, to understand the sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. But these two I've just told you here, they are minor levels. Let me take you to another one. There's another level to the sensitivity where a person can become so sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And this one is known as the alarm level. Wow. Say alarm.
Alarm.
Now in Daniel 10, verse 15.
And when he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face towards the ground and became speechless.
I want you to read in NIV.
While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face towards the ground and was speechless.
King James Version.
And when he had spoken such words unto me,
okay,
I was set my face towards the ground and I became dumb.
Now the word there, the Bible says, see, When I heard the voice, I became dumb. And the word dumb there is the word alarm. So there is a level to the sensitivity to the Holy Ghost whereby he makes you become dumb. When the Holy Spirit touches you, you can actually graduate where he can actually make you dumb. Let me explain to you. But before I explain these things to you, I want to give you more examples in the Bible. Let's go into the book of Luke. You ready for this? Okay, let's go in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 20.
And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
Just get that. So when you get into the alarm level, this is where God makes you dumb. This level can actually physically make you dumb. Listen to me. There can be a moment when you're actually praying. And some of you get into this level, but because you did not know, now you're going to know. There are moments where you are praying and you find just a pause where you're no longer praying, just to stay quiet. And sometimes you may think you're being attacked, like, I'm supposed to be praying. Why am I quiet now? Sometimes God wants to talk to you and then he makes you dumb. Now, you will see there is a man in the Bible, the name is Zechariah. The Bible says he began to talk back. Now, an angel is saying things, positive things that will happen. You will have a child. He is now also speaking against it will not happen. So he was told, you will not speak until what I have spoken has happened. Otherwise, you're going to reverse what I have said. No, I'm talking to somebody right here. So there's a level known as the alarm level. This one can affect either your speech or your sight. Sometimes even your walking. Now, when you check in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. Am I talking to somebody right here? The Bible says, when Isaiah, the angel said, will put charcoal on your lips. Did you hear that? when he said, I'm a sinner, I don't know, an angel actually came and put, he actually felt fire on his lips. Now, there is a level where a person can become so sensitive that when you are praying sometimes, you become completely, you don't know what's going on or what's happening. Sometimes it can even affect you on that level that you actually just become like, what's going on over here? But the Bible says when the words that were spoken, he said, they made me bow on my face and I became dumb. In other versions, I became speechless, meaning to say I wanted to speak, but I just became speechless. I didn't know what to say. Now imagine this, you in prayer and you're making prayer like this and then you become speechless. And you don't know it is the Holy Ghost. And you don't know you're in a level. Just take your phone now and sit down and begin to watch TikTok. Because you don't know. You don't know that it's actually you're in the epic. You are in a higher level where you become speechless and you take your phone and you begin to watch a movie. Because you don't know. And in that moment, God wants to talk to you at that moment. And we have people who don't even know that. So sometimes when you're praying, you must be very sensitive to the Holy Ghost because he can come upon you and just make you stop talking. Let me open a scripture. Now in the book of Acts chapter 9, we see a story of Apostle Paul. When he heard the voice of Jesus, the Bible says he became what? Blind. Paul became blind. Why would he become blind? Zechariah became dumb. Daniel became dumb. Are you telling me that they were just like that? No. There was a purpose. The reason why God made him to become blind, there was a purpose. And the reason why Daniel became dumb, there was a purpose. When God says, when God was talking to Daniel, he became dumb. Because there are levels in the realms of the spirit that when God is talking to you, sometimes he may want you to stay quiet. And because you're not so much sensitive, you begin to jump up and down. That's when even raising your voice even more louder. But you're not sensitive. Sometimes he comes and he shuts you up and make you quiet. And you stay quiet. And you don't even know that what is just happening there is a level. You are in an alarm. Stay quiet and listen to what he's saying. Yes. Can I say a hand of anyone else who one time you're praying and you just find yourself that you have stopped praying? Can I say a hand up of all those people? The others were like, what is he talking about? It happens. Listen, whenever you are in that condition, you just know that you have actually got into a level where there is a voice, God is talking. And sometimes you must be very careful. At that hour, sometimes you're thinking, okay, it's so natural. There are two things that are happening. Either you are having so much faith and God is talking and you stay quiet. Or there is little faith in you. You doubt a bit and they still make you quiet. So Zechariah was made dumb because what I am saying must happen and you will talk. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Yes. I have got a lot of things that God spoke to me that will happen in my life and in the life of other people, even in the ministry, that God said you'll be dumb. You're not going to say anything until these things have happened. Now, sometimes God can tell you to keep quiet on certain things. Talking too much. Say dumb. Some say alarm. Say it again, say alarm. Say it again, say alarm. This is a level when you are praying there. Sometimes you're in your room. Something can just happen. And you just feel like you're gone. Either your speech, either your mind, you can actually feel like he has just taken over you. And sometimes you can actually feel happening with your eyes. see dimensions to the sensitivity. Now, let me take you into another one. All right, so we go into another point, which is known as Neshama. Okay, Neshama, N-E-S-H-A-W-M-A, but it's pronounced as Neshama. Say Neshama. Now, in Daniel 10, verse 17, now we see that the Holy Spirit made Daniel tremble, then made him tremble from within, gave him fear for God. And after that, the Holy Spirit did what? Made him speechless or dumb. Now let's go to Neshama. So the Bible says, for how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As if for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath. The word breath is the word Neshama. He left in me. Neshama. Now this, it is where a person gets when you actually praying. And this is where people call it groaning. Sometimes you get into a level where you cannot even, it feels like you are even struggling to breathe. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine someone is praying and he's praying and he starts breathing very fast? Like what's happening there? It's not a demon. Sometimes you have gotten into a level where it's not like you are suffering in breathing, but it's like there is something going on. You cannot explain it. It is a deep level. Normally, when you get to this level, sometimes it affects. People may actually think you are not breathing, number one. And the word Neshama, there, it also means life. In other words, he says there was no life, no strength in me. In other words, his power disappeared. I'm telling someone right here. He said there was no more strength in me left. So his own power disappeared. And now it was the spirit that took over. This is the level where Apostle Paul reached, where even a snake would bite him. He just take the snake and just shook it like this on the fire. There was no life left in him. This is a level where Apostle John, he was actually captured. And they tried to kill him in every way. They couldn't kill him. They put him on the fire and the man was not burning. They removed him there. They actually put him in the boiling oil. Put oil in a gallon and boiled the oil. At the boiling point, they took him, they put him there. The man was floating. They said, what should we do to him? They said, now take him, remove his eyes. I'm not talking to somebody right here. I'm not talking to somebody right here. You have to understand these things. It is a level where your body does not respond because the spirit takes over. On the other hand, it also may, you may also sometimes experience it in prayer, where sometimes you can actually feel at this point. Can you imagine a prayer where you are praying like this? You are praying, Father, in the name of, and a person brings a gun like this, and you are running away. You know, when you are deep into prayer, in these levels, you may not even notice someone is coming there, is even calling. You are gone. Say Neshama. Tonight I want to give you more. Let's go to another one. Say Kela.
Kela.
I want you to say louder. Kera.
Kera.
K-H-E-R-A. Kera. This one is the boss of all sensitivity. This one is the boss of all sensitivity. Like when a person gets into this level, you become so sensitive. When a person gets into the Kera, it is, okay, let me just open for you. Let's go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 15. All right, sorry, Daniel 7, verse 15, not 10, 7, 15.
I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me.
All right. I want you to hear this. So he says, I was grieved in my spirit, within my body. Now, this is a level. The word grieved there is the word carer. And many people, you don't know this level. This one happens not only when you are praying. Sometimes you can be walking like this and you're just going to feel like a certain sorrow. In other versions, it says, I was anxious. Go there on the scripture. And I know what I'm teaching here is only for everybody, because some of you are not going to grasp this, because these are bones. These are food for elder people. Listen to this. The Bible there says, my spirit was grieved, okay? Distressed, anxious. Let me ask this question. Have you ever had a day where you actually wake up in the morning and you are not just feeling okay, you're anxious?
Yes.
You wake up and you're not feeling okay. You're just feeling somehow. And when Daniel got into this, he noticed it was not happening in the physical. This is the difference between spiritual people and natural people. The natural people will not know it, and the spiritual people will know it. That this is not just happening. The Bible says when it was happening, he knew that there are visions in my mind. Am I talking to somebody right here? Daniel understood there were visions coming in his mind. So when you get into this level of care, it is when your spirit begins to understand what's happening around. You may wake up with this heavy heart. Sometimes in prayer you may have this, all of a sudden you are anxious. He is not just making you to be anxious. Sometimes he wants you to go in prayer. You'd be thinking like, oh, I think this thing is gonna be. No, the reason why he makes you heavy, the reason why he makes you anxious, the reason why he may actually make you feel distressed, it is because he wants to pray with you. The moment you open your lips and begin to pray, he joins you because he's your intercessor. He joins you and begins to intercede on your behalf. But if you are not sensitive to the Holy Ghost, you will not notice it. I'm not talking to somebody, right? You even think like, I don't know, today I'm not just okay. Like what? I'm just feeling somehow. You even gonna go in the blankets and enter into the blankets and cover yourself like I'm not okay. I don't know what is wrong. What? I don't know what is wrong. You are natural. The Bible says the spiritual man discerns all things. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
A spiritual man has discernment. You are able to discern. You are able to know. You are able to pick things. But a natural man understands nothing. So if you are natural, in Romans 8, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Okay. It says what?
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Mm-hmm. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Simple. So if you are there, if you are in the natural, okay? If you are a natural person, you're very natural, what will happen to you? You have this anxiety coming to you. You have got this distressing thing happening around you. You think in the natural, like, oh, I don't know what's going on about me. And you're going to handle it naturally. But the Bible says the spiritual man will not handle things in the natural way. In verse 6 of that chapter, the verse says, for to be carnally there is physically.
Yes, sir.
To be carnally, physically minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, meaning to say, apart from the Holy Ghost being in us, we can actually be spiritually, we can be spiritually minded, spiritually thinking. Tell your neighbor, spiritually thinking. Can you imagine everybody's thinking like that and you are thinking spiritually over the same matter? And everybody says, no, we went there. We actually saw that the land is good, but the soldiers who are in Canaan, the soldiers we found in Jericho, when we saw ourselves, these are sons of Anak. And when we saw ourselves, we looked like grasshoppers. Physically what? Physically minded. You look at your condition. You look at your financial status at that moment. And they say, it's not possible. I can't buy that building. Because you are so natural. Am I talking to somebody right here? Because you are very natural. You actually see impossibilities. What did Jesus say to Peter? In Matthew 26:38.
He said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.
Now, what was happening over there? It was Kera. Jesus is about to be arrested. And no one has told him. But he began to feel sorrow. He began to feel grief, like something is not well. Then he said what? Let's see the scripture there. What did he say?
And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.
He went?
He went a little further and fell on his face
mm-hmm.
and prayed, saying, oh, my father, if it is possible,
okay.
let this cup pass.
When he fell, what did he do?
He prayed.
He prayed. His sorrow, his grief led him to prayer. Not to fear. He was anxious. He didn't know. Nobody told Jesus that they are coming. But the sorrow, he said, stay here and watch. So he walked a little further. That moment he was in Kera. He was in a level of sorrow and grief and anxiety. He became anxious. And he actually knew something's about to happen. And he prepared himself. He said, the sorrow I have is unto death. So there are many believers who are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And this is the reason why many believers are in error, in trouble, in bondage, in sickness, in poverty. Because you are not sensitive enough. You are so natural. You still think the way you are thinking before you are born again. It's only your mind that got born again and not your activity around you. It's just you thinking, I'm born again. I'm saved. I received Jesus. It is not just your mind that must think you're born again. It is, do you know what it means to be born again? It means you are a new creation. All the things are gone. Your natural senses are gone. Behold, you have become new. Your thinking is different. Where others are fearing, you don't fear. Where others are in trouble, you don't see trouble. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But for you to get there, you must understand the sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. You must understand what is to be alarm. What is Kera? What is the Shama? You must get into an understanding of Naga. You must understand Rad. What happens if I am praying and I become speechless? There must be a voice God is trying to talk. Or either I am not believing and I'm being stopped. What happens when I'm feeling heaviness? When I'm feeling the sorrow? What is going on? The Holy Ghost is leading me into prayer. Sometimes you are sleeping at night. He will just give you care. Wake up and pray. Do not wait for certain things. And some of you, because you are so natural, when Kera comes, you begin now to think it's happening in the natural. And then you begin to feel sorry for yourself and you begin to cry. Sometimes the Kera will come like this, so strong about you, about marriage. And then you begin to feel sorry. Why am I not getting married? You begin to cry. You are so foolish. Sometimes that Kera is coming by the Holy Ghost, not for you to cry. But for you to speak in tongues and break the cord. I'm not talking to somebody right here. These are not for babies, I'm teaching you. So when you are praying, you must get into understanding that the Holy Ghost can give you this heaviness. So don't use it. Don't use it into depression. Like, oh, I don't know. Nowadays I'm thinking too much. Sometimes not thinking. Sometimes it's a dimension. If Jesus went through it, who do you think you are? The Bible says he was full of sorrow. He was full of what? He was full of sorrow. Raise your hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I pray. Let your Holy Ghost. Who lives in me.
Who abides with me.
Always give me alerts. So Holy Spirit. Help me to be sensitive to you.
Help me to be so sensitive to you.
In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
And sometimes, if you've done something wrong, the Holy Spirit will come to you, bam, and begin to give you anxiety. And you won't feel comfortable. That is Kera. It will bring you to repentance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, it says what?
For godly sorrow.
All right. So, in other words, there is what we call godly sorrow.
Yes.
It's there. It exists. What does it do?
For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. Not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
Simple. If you are depressed in the worldly way, depression will kill you. The Bible says that if every depression will take your life off, and you begin to develop diseases that don't exist. You go to the hospital, like, we don't even see what type of a disease is. We can't see a disease. Because it is the earthly sorrow. But the godly sorrow comes in a level of care. You have got this in you. You have got this. You have got this feeling in you. And the Holy Ghost will lead you to pray. It will lead you into prayer. It will lead you into repentance. It will lead you into salvation. Care. It is also known as a level of terror. It is a level that leads a person to act immediately. If you don't, you may be in trouble. That's why Jesus said to the disciples, he said, watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptations. He said, watch. Whenever this heaviness comes, it is not just coming, but there is something that you must do. You must act. Whether it's to pray for yourself or to pray for something or to pray, you need to pray at this level because the Holy Ghost is right there talking to you. Listen, what I'm teaching is the language of the Holy Spirit. He does not come and talk to you like physically, like he's talking. He has a language and I'm teaching you the language. What I'm teaching right now is the language. This is how he talks. That's how he talks. He may give you heaviness. He may actually make you dumb. He may actually try to say something to you and you may not get it. So you must know these things I'm teaching you now because you need him as a friend. You need to create a relationship with the Holy Ghost. There are so many things you want someone to do for you, he can do it for you.